From ABC News, I'm Pam Coulter. She was not a spy. President Barack Obama commenting today on American journalist Roxana Saberi, who's facing an 8-year prison term in Iran after being convicted of espionage.
She is an American citizen, and I have complete confidence that she was not engaging in any sort of espionage.
The president spoke to reporters at the conclusion of the Summit of the Americas. ABC's Ann Compton is with the president on the island of Trinidad and Tobago and joins us live.
Well, making no apologies, Pam, the president told a concluding news conference he was right to engage even the most anti-American leaders at this summit.
Now, I do not see eye to eye with every regional leader on every regional issue. And I do not agree with everything that was said at this summit by leaders from other nations.
But he is encouraged about Cuba's agreement to discuss real disputes, Pam, President Obama declaring that long embargo of Cuba has not worked.
ABC's Ann Compton and Air Force One is now on its way back to Washington. Those so-called torture memos still causing a stir, several Bush administration officials say release of the particulars of the harsh interrogation methods used on Al-Qaeda suspects has made the country less safe. And former CIA Chief Michael Hayden told Fox News Sunday it could be used against us.
At the tactical level, what we have described for our enemies in the midst of a war are the outer limits that any American would ever go to in terms of interrogating an Al-Qaeda terrorist.
Obama administration officials insist it was the torture methods that made us less safe, not their public disclosure. It's been 14 years since the Oklahoma City bombing.
Carlton Wade Smith, Chase Dalton Smith.
The sister of one young victim reads some of the names of the 168 people who were killed in Tim McVeigh's attack on the Murrah Federal Building. You're listening to ABC News.
Intuit QuickBooks presents Jenna Turner of Susina Bakery.
It's incredibly difficult in the restaurant industry to be profitable. It's all about the bottom line, and I don't know how people could possibly run a company efficiently without using a system like QuickBooks. You can see your utility costs, office supplies. You can actually look into those things. Because I can see my day-to-day costs of running my business, I can make decisions that will actually save us money.
Get a free copy of Intuit QuickBooks Simple Start and see how it can help your business be more profitable. Go to QuickBooks.com.
AutoZone. You know it's smart to change your oil regularly, but it's even smarter when you save money doing it.
Get in the zone.
Right now at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for just $15.99. That's right, $15.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. So maximize your engine's life and performance and save money. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
An international conference designed to heal the wounds of its predecessor apparently will not meet its goal. The U.S. is bypassing the U.N. Conference on Racism. ABC's Barbara Britt reports.
The State Department says the Obama administration will boycott the U.N. Conference on Racism next week in Geneva because of anti-Israeli and anti-Western bias. The White House is reportedly concerned the conference will descend into a heated debate over Israel as it did 8 years ago, especially with Iran's hardline president, who's called for Israel's destruction, attending this year's conference. Barbara Britt, ABC News, Washington.
A day after clobbering a woman with an errant golf shot, actor Bill Murray was back for another round in the Outback Pro-Am tournament in Florida.
Gail DiMaggio was once again out on her front lawn watching the Outback Pro-Am. She was nearly hit again, this time by former Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker Derek Brooks, who hooked his tee shot. When Bill Murray teed up on the ninth hole, she took cover. And the course marshals were taking no chances. They wore hard hats. On Friday, Mrs. DiMaggio was hit in the head by Murray's shot and needed stitches. She's made one request. She'd like a signed copy of his movie, Caddyshack.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole!
Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Madonna got a few minor bumps and bruises when she fell off her horse this weekend, a mishap that may have been caused by paparazzi, who startled her horse when they jumped out of some bushes. This is ABC News.
Who wears Thermacare? People like Ginny Graham. I love playing with the grandkids, but everyday pain can slow me down. Try the targeted relief of Thermacare joint and arthritis. I can feel it working. Thermacare has patented heat cells that deliver real heat that penetrates deep to soothe sore joints. Aches, pains, gone. Helps keep me going all day. Look for Thermacare in the gold box and wear it where it hurts. Use as directed. Look for our coupon up to $1.50 in this Sunday's paper.
Pam Coulter, ABC News.
We are coming to you live from New Orleans and Louisiana. Picture this. The Mississippi River is to my right. The Mississippi Queen is going up the river right now. The music is in the background. The stage is over to my right. One of the stages for the French Quarter Festival is over to my right. And right now on the stage, they have, I think, Paul Williams. We're going to check on that and see who's on there. But you can hear the music in the background. The planes are going overhead with banners. There's masses of people here, and I am on total sensory overload. Okay, I am just going crazy over here. The weather is a little cloudy, a little humid, but no rain. So we're lucky with the rain. Everything that way is just fine. So I don't even know where to start, folks. I have to say, I flew over from Ontario Airport, took an Enterprise rent-a-car, parked it over there, flew from Ontario to Vegas, just a one-hour hop, and from there, Vegas to New Orleans, and a smooth flight, no problem. So that part was easy. I got here, there was a car ready to pick me up and take me to the hotel, the Maison Dupuy, right in the middle of the French Quarter. Yes, I mean, it's, like I said, I have to take a deep breath and just kind of pinch myself that I'm really here in New Orleans, and the people are just fabulous. We're going to get into that a little bit later on. I'm broadcasting live from the Hard Rock Cafe. We are, as I said, down here right by the Mississippi. And I'm sitting up on the second floor balcony overlooking the festival and all the people, masses of people wandering around. So, exciting, exciting stuff. I wish everyone was here with me, but sorry you're not. But if you've never been to this festival, the French Quarter Festival, you have to come. And if you've been, you better come back, because it is truly, truly the locals' favorite and just fantastic. Now, today, everyone is eligible, and everyone needs to register during the breaks only with Tom for a chance to win one of the two French Quarter Festival gift baskets I'll be giving away on next Sunday's program. Remember that this is during the breaks only, so please don't be calling Tom in between, because he's busy listening to me, and Tom, boy, I'm sorry you weren't here with me, okay? It's just next time. How's that? So make sure you register during the breaks only, please, so we can keep these phone lines open. And I'm a little bit nervous. I kind of have to settle down because I was just paranoid about making sure that everything goes well. So you can hear me and hopefully entice you to come to New Orleans. Now, it's not New Orleans, okay? If you say that, you're a typical tourist. It's New Orleans. So I learned that, and I'm trying to stick with it. I don't want anybody laughing at me. Now, like I said, today is a little change in the format. I'm only going to be having two breaks in each hour, not my normal three, because I want to give my guests as much time as I possibly can and keep the segments a little bit longer. So don't expect three breaks to register. You'll only have two. And remember, the numbers to call are 320-8255. Again, that's 320-8255. Or toll free from the East Valley, 346-8294. Now, I'm sure right now you can hear in the background that there's somebody on stage. He's talking to the massive crowd over there. And this is just a little tiny taste of what I have been experiencing here. Now, my guests today are Mary Beth Romig from the Convention and Visitors Bureau here in New Orleans. I have Julie Sanford from the Hard Rock Cafe. We have to thank them so much for allowing us to broadcast up here right up on the second floor balcony. We also have in the second hour, we have Joyce Godbold, the Executive Director of the New Orleans Wine and Food Experience, and talk about an experience. Oh, the largest, sweetest oysters I have ever had. I have tried crawfish. I've had gumbo. I've had, this morning, a fried oyster loaf, a fried oyster cheesecake. I mean, things that I never thought I would ever try. But you have to try it here. And also we're going to have musician Reed Wick, who I think he actually is on stage right now or just got off the stage. And I'm also going to have a good friend of mine and Louisiana native, Dave Lagarde. He's lived here all his life. And I have to say, folks, there is a pride in this town that is really unsurpassed. Everyone I talk to is a native, which I was expecting really a lot more people. Like a lot of tourist destinations, you get a lot of people that come from different parts of the world to work at tourist destinations, but not here. It's all New Orleans, and they love their city. They are proud, they are happy, and you know what? They couldn't be more welcoming. So I just, it's really a phenomenal, phenomenal town. There is not a town like it. I was comparing it to Vegas only to the fact that you can't match Vegas, because Vegas is Vegas. You can't match New Orleans, because New Orleans is really unique, one of a kind. All right, I am staying in the French Quarter District. I've been up and down famed Bourbon Street, where anything goes. And when I say anything goes, okay? Sometimes I'm actually speechless when I look around and when I mean anything goes, I mean it's the party atmosphere. Party, 24 hours a day. When you hear that, it's true. Now, right now, I'm looking down the street here in front of me, and there's a horse-drawn carriage coming right up the street carrying some folks now. I don't know. You can't beat it. There's balconies everywhere on all of the hotels and all of actually the apartments where people live. People love to sit outside here and enjoy the whole New Orleans experience. Like I say, I'm on sensory overload. Now, again, I'm across from the Louis Pavilion stage, and this is where part of the French Quarter Festival is going on. The French Quarter Festival is in two locations, Jackson Square and also Louis Pavilion right here next to me, and which is along the water, the pavilion, so I can see the ships going by. And the crowds, they were talking 500,000 people, I believe it, but very orderly. Everybody's here just rocking out to the music. And talk about music, phenomenal music, unbelievable. I'm going to say I'm not sure if I was a big jazz fan before I got here, I'm going to be honest with you, but I have to say now, this music is fantastic. And keep in mind that all the musicians playing in the French Quarter Festival are locals. Yes, they are. They are local musicians, and this is a free festival for everyone. Free festival. And I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen something as massive as this free. I'm sure they're out there, but this one right now is really high on my list. So I was talking a little bit about, now some of the streets are closed to cars. They are only there for foot traffic. There's the cars. I don't know how they do this. This is learning how to drive here. They sort of snake their way through the crowds. People, you know, they sort of respect the cars, but not too much. And they just kind of work their way up and down the one-way streets, and I haven't been driving. No, I am not going to drive here because it's, for me, a walking town. You definitely want to walk to get a grip on everything, to experience everything going on. Now, I also have to say thank you to the sponsors of the French Quarter Festival. They are Crystal Hot Sauce, which is Louisiana. That is their hot sauce, Abita Beer, and Coca-Cola. So they are the sponsors for the French Quarter Festival, and without them, of course, we know how things go. Now, artists abound here. Artists are everywhere. Artists, as far as painting, as far as music, as far as jewelry, everywhere you go. Okay, and I said to myself, Francoise, stay away from the jewelry. All right, I have to tell you, I've already bought a couple pieces of jewelry. What can I say? I couldn't help it. Some unique pieces, and you sort of say, you get just caught up in the moment. You can't help but get caught up in the moment. That's what New Orleans, that's what the French Quarter Festival is all about, getting caught up and just having a good time. People dancing in the streets, dancing in the bars, every restaurant, and we'll talk about the restaurants in a little bit, every restaurant I have been to, fabulous food and music. That is a staple here in New Orleans, that you're going to hear jazz music in every restaurant that you go in. And there's three-piece ensembles, two-piece combos, one. It just depends on where you go. So again, you can hear the music in the background right now. And down below right now, you're also hearing a motorcycle. So see, you can tell that I am out, definitely outside. Now, if you've never been to the French Quarter Festival, I'm going to say again, you must come. For an entire weekend, the French Quarter is magically transformed into a vast outdoor mall offering the best in local musical entertainment, culinary delights, and colorful imaginative works of art that capture the eye or the joy of life of New Orleans. And there is the joy of life here. And hopefully my little motorcycle friend down below will move along. The architect here is centuries-old French and Spanish-style architect. And it has iron-laced balconies everywhere that look out over royal Bourbon and other famous streets. Yeah, they're going for it down below. Already, the party has started. So everywhere you look, you see the French-style architect, everything. And it really reminds me of France because the buildings are almost on top of each other. They're just, we're not talking yards here. But from what I hear, it's behind these beautiful old buildings, the gardens that they have in their little, their backyards is what we call them. They have gardens back there, patio areas that are just transformed into magical, magical gardens. So they do have it. You just don't see it when you're walking down the street. Okay, alligators, oysters, and crawfish. Yep, that's right. Alligators, oyster, and crawfish. Yeah, I have tried all of it, and the alligator was different. The oyster, sweet and wonderful and delicious. And the crawfish, well, you know, I have to say I'm not really big about eating something with a head on. But here, I didn't want to look like a tourist, so I didn't want to be squeamish and not do it. So I did have to go for the crawfish. You know what? Delicious. Delicious, delicious, delicious. Now, I'm staying at the Hotel Maison Dupree. And it's a couple of blocks down the street from Bourbon Street. I can walk to all the famous streets, Royal Canal, Bourbon, all over. I have been walking for the last couple of days. I have been sightseeing. I have been checking out from the little tourist shops to the local bars to the local restaurants to the tourist restaurants, you name it. I've been pounding the pavement. And I tell you, these beads here, I'm going to have some of these great New Orleans beads that you see on Mardi Gras. They will be in the gift baskets, and you will be registering during the break for those gift baskets, which I'll be drawing the names next week. Not today. We'll be drawing the names next week. And everyone, including Club Francoise members, you have to register, okay? So, and the numbers to call, 320-8255, or toll-free from the East Valley, 346-8294. Now, after the first break, I said we are going to have Mary Beth Romig from the Convention and Visitors Bureau should be with us. And we'll also have Julie Sanford from the Hard Rock Cafe. And we will also have Joyce, who will be from the Food and Wine Experience here in New Orleans. So, again, we are broadcasting live from the French Quarter Festival at the Hard Rock Cafe. And this is just an experience of a lifetime. Everyone told me, Francoise, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Well, they were right. I am just loving it. Now, I've also had I've had shrimp gumbo, which I think was my first time to have shrimp gumbo. I have already had a meal at the historic Two Sisters, which have the beautiful garden area. They're known for their garden area. I have dinner last night at Arnaud's. I want to make sure I say this correctly. Historic restaurant that's been here for a long, long time. And there are some famous photographs that grace the walls of Arnaud's. And the food, I had the best red snapper covered with crab that I have tasted in my entire life. Now, here's what's interesting. You know, a lot of restaurants in the California area, when you walk in, you smell fish. Now, what can I tell you? And when I smell fish, I am no way going to order fish. Here, fish, shrimp, I mean, seafood is a staple. When you walk into a restaurant here in New Orleans, you don't smell a thing. That is how fresh everything is. It's mouth-watering fresh. I mean, I can acquire a taste for fish, for seafood, living here. So I went to see, and today, I have to tell you, I was at the Palace Cafe, another wonderful, wonderful historic restaurant here in the valley, and that's where I had the fried oysters loaf, and they treated me to bananas Foster beignet. Now, the beignet is a dessert-type dish, and I might have to give up donuts. Don't tell my friends at Swiss, but I might have to give up donuts, okay? Because these are fabulous. It was a bananas Foster's beignet. I know I'm going to be going to Cafe Du Monde along the Mississippi. I'm going to be taking the cable car. There is just so much to do here, folks, and very, very affordable. I was blown, basically blown away about how affordable New Orleans is. Now, certainly they had their disaster with Katrina, but you know what? This town is a survival town. These folks, they're not going anywhere. They came back, they rebuilt, and you would not know unless you want to take a hard look at some of the buildings that are still empty that have not recovered from all this. But overall, life goes on and as strong as ever here in New Orleans. So what we're going to do now, we are going to take our first break, first of two, remember, first of two breaks. When we come back, I will have Mary Beth with me. I'm going to rock out to the music during the break, and Julie will be with me as well. And this, yes, folks, Traveling with Francoise is coming to you live from New Orleans, and there you have the sound of, I think that is either the cable car or the Mississippi Queen. I'm not sure which one. Okay, we will be right back. The lines are now open for you to register for one of a New Orleans gift basket, French Quarter Festival gift basket, 320-8255. They're toll-free from the East Valley, 346-8294. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Jensen's Finest Food, a family tradition, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI. We'll be right back. Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot, nightlife. I know what's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot, nightlife. I know what's hot. USDA Prime Meat, check. Snow White Mushrooms, check. Baked from scratch dinner rolls, checked. If your grocery list is anything like mine, then only the freshest and finest will do. But wait, I also want variety. Well, then there's only one place to go, and that's Jensen's. Family owned and operated for over 68 years, Jensen's understands all of your grocery needs, which includes fine wines, unique gift baskets, and more. Jensen's Finest Food, a family tradition. It's finally here. Electric car distributors have opened their third location on Highway 111 just east of Jefferson in West Indio, better to serve the eastern part of the valley. The address is 80150 Highway 111, across from Shields Date Gardens. The phone number is 342-2288. Come in and check out the new golf car by Club Car. Electric Car is the only distributor of these new golf cars. All three locations are ready to assist you in your choice of that new or pre-owned golf car. On Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage, just west of the river, or in Palm Desert on Country Club, just west of Washington. Or don't forget the new location on Highway 111, just east of Jefferson. For your convenience, all stores are open 7 days a week. Call today in Rancho Mirage, 396-5661. On Country Club, 360-9898, or our new location in Indio, 342-2288. Electric Car and Club Car, a great combination. We know you want your child to be their absolute best, and have fun learning to be their best. The Family YMCA of the Desert wants that too, which is why we offer affordable child care of the highest quality year-round throughout the valley. Know your child is with someone you trust, and rest assured that they are learning, growing, and maximizing their potential every single day. Please call the YMCA at 760-341-9622. That's 760-341-9622 for more information and to give your child all the tools needed to be a success. The YMCA, building strong children, families, and communities. Let me ask you a question. How many times have you walked into your local post office only to turn around and walk back out because of the long line? Since I discovered the AIM Mail Center, that routine is a thing of my past. The AIM Mail Center handles all of my postal needs without the hassle of long lines and with a friendly family environment. From P.O. boxes and office supplies to their frequent fax program, AIM Mail Center does it all. AIM Mail Center is located in Rancho Mirage on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in the Albertson Shopping Center. 837-9803. Again, that's 837-9803. See you there. Do you secretly yearn to be creative? I do. Well, let's stop the yearning and begin the learning at Detour Art Studios in Cathedral City. Learn jewelry making, weaving, hand-built or wheel-thrown pottery, and more from certified artisan and owner Dana Swanson Patel. Offering classes for adults and children, experienced, intermediate, or beginners like me. Detour Art Studios is located at 68895 Perez Road, Unit 20, where the American flag is. To schedule a class or for more information, call 760-534-9007. That's 760-534-9007 or visit DetourArt.com.
Finally, there's a dry cleaners in town that can take care of all of my garment needs, from my heavily beaded ball gowns to my sexy lingerie. Country Club Cleaners now offers the latest in technology with their new organic dry cleaning system. This environmentally safe, non-toxic, odorless hydrocarbon system is on-site at Country Club Cleaners, so your clothes never leave the premises. Alterations and repairs are available also. Country Club Cleaners is located in the new Bristol Farm Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in Palm Desert. 341-2129. See you there.
Desert Samaritans for the Elderly provides services to help our Coachella Valley seniors through difficult times. If you need help paying overdue rent, utility bills, medications, or other medical bills, we are here to assist you. Desert Samaritans can answer all your questions on senior housing, transportation, financial assistance, in-home care, or other needs you may have. Don't create unneeded stress for you and your family. Call us today at 837-9066 to resolve your situation. Again, the number to call is 837-9066. Desert Samaritans for the Elderly is your safety net when nobody else can help.
Hello, everyone. We are back live. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here in New Orleans, brought to you by Jensen's Finest Food and Family Tradition. Now, going by me is the famous Natchez riverboat paddle. I can see the paddle going from here. I was so caught up talking to my guests about things that are happening, and I want to introduce Mary Beth Romig, and you are with the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yes.
And first off, I have to thank you for inviting me to broadcast live
thank
here in
you.
New Orleans. This has been an experience unsurpassed. I mean, this has been phenomenal. You have a fantastic, fantastic community here.
Thank you. Well, we heard about you. We talked to you. We wanted to have you down so we could share all of our news with your audience. We're so glad that you're here. Thank you so much. Have you had any fun at all?
Okay. Oh, well, we are thrilled to have you here.
Uh-oh.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
Just go ahead and talk into the mic. And I have to teach folks, I have to tell you this. Mary Beth actually had to call me a couple times to get me to agree to do. Don't even ask me why, but you sort of had to talk me into it.
I'm a little bit
over the head.
It's all right. You're here. That's what counts.
And it's phenomenal. Now, going on the last 3 days is the French Quarter Festival. It's the 26th year of the festival. When this all began, did you have any idea it would get to this proportion in size?
No, actually, it all began 26 years ago, as you said, because what had happened was we were getting ready to open the World's Fair in 1984, and what they had done is for a while they had kind of inconvenienced everybody here in the French Quarter because they were redoing all the sidewalks and streets to get ready for the world to come to New Orleans. And so the mayor at the time, Mayor Morial, said, we have to create a reason to bring people who live in New Orleans back to the French Quarter. So he created the French Quarter Festival. And that year there were 5,000 people who came down. There wasn't any real organized stage except for one, maybe a little stage in Jackson Square. It was just sort of an organic come down and spend the weekend in the French Quarter. And look at us today.
What do you think the attendance has been?
Well, okay, I'm really sketchy about attendance numbers. I never want to say until it's all said and done. But we have had two fantastic days. And this morning it rained a little bit, and I think people were waiting to come out, but the sun is shining, and we're certainly hoping that we'll top the 435,000 people that came last year.
Holy, I think you're going to. Now, look at the streets now, or mom. Now, Mary Beth, exactly what is your role in the French Quarter Festival?
Well, I do work for the Convention and Visitors Bureau, as you said, by day, but the French Quarter Festival has a volunteer board of directors, and I'm on the volunteer board of directors. We just really love the city and love the festival. So I'm vice president this year, but I'm also kind of I'm stage manager at Jackson Square. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah, you're a little bit of everything.
So I keep running back and forth, but I'm in charge of the stage at Jackson Square where we've had some great acts perform. We do a lot. It's a lot of people who wear a lot of hats, but the way that we're able to keep the festival free, we've got to say it's actually free.
I've been telling everybody.
The food isn't free and the drinks aren't free.
But the music.
But everything that you see at your feet is free. And the way we do that is because we have over 1,000 volunteers that actually come out and help us sell the merchandise, sell the beer, sell the soft drinks. And the vendors, the restaurants that are out here, 60 vendors, It is the best New Orleans food that you can get in a restaurant. They're here serving their food from food booths. And when we say it's the world's largest jazz brunch, we mean it because it really is the best of New Orleans food. I mean, it's not festival food. It's not food on a stick. It is oysters Rockefeller, shrimp remoulade, alligator sausage. It is the best food that's served in New Orleans, and it's served right here from our vendors.
Yeah, I haven't stopped eating, and they're going to charge me extra when I get on the plane. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Don't pack yourself in your bag.
The
yeah.
food is just phenomenal.
Yeah, we're very proud of that.
Like she was saying, folks, this is a free event here in the French Quarter District, and the locations, again, are on in Jackson Square.
We have our main stage in Jackson Square. We have three main stages on the riverfront at Waldenburg Park. We have two stages at the old U.S. Mint. We have a couple of stages on Royal Street and, of course, the world-famous Bourbon Street.
Wow.
16 stages in all. It's been great.
Oh,
yeah, we're having a great time.
60 food booths, 30 drink booths. Whew. Okay, and that's
Hurricanes, yeah. Southern
yeah,
Comfort.
I see folks walking around.
Lots of liquid comfort.
Glasses of, why don't you want to
and,
get one?
Well, that's the other part. All of the French Quarter shops are open. Part of the reason why it was created, too, was to be an economic impact for all the vendors and shop owners in the French Quarter. I mean, we're in the world's most historic neighborhood in our mind. Well, I shouldn't say the world's. The nation's most historic neighborhood. It truly is a neighborhood, and all the shops are open and restaurants. So it's not about just the festival itself. It's about supporting the people who make their living here in the French Quarter.
Well, and I think if I recall, you told me you have 1,000 volunteers that
yeah.
help you with this. And
yeah.
That's incredible. To organize all that?
Yes.
How do you even run around? She has these great little... Oh, you took your rain boots off.
Just for a minute.
Great little rain boots off. Now, I come from a valley where tourism dictates the state of the valley's economy.
Yeah.
Is it the same here in New Orleans?
Very much so.
Very much so.
Tourism is our largest industry. We are responsible for about $5 billion in economic impact annually. And when Katrina hit, you know, we were really slammed pretty bad. And we have been fighting very hard over the last 3.5 years to get the word out that we are back. You know, New Orleans is here, and we're special, and we love our city, and that's why people like you help us tell people that we are here. But indeed, getting back to your question, tourism is our largest economic driver.
Well, I touched base on this before you came on the air, how everyone I have met, I mean, actually everyone, every occupation, they're natives, and they love their city, and I find that
yeah.
so wonderful. I well, really, really do.
When people asked us after Katrina, why do you want to move back there? You live below sea level. People in New Orleans love New Orleans. We're very resilient, and we love it here. You know, they say about New Orleans women, you can't get us to leave, and if you get us to leave, we make you come back. But it's true. I mean, there's something in the air about New Orleans. Something in the water of the Mississippi River. I don't know what it is, but we love our city.
Well, you do, and it's very, very special. Now, I have to ask you, what is your favorite part of the festival?
I have a couple. Can I just say a couple real quick?
Real quick, go ahead.
If you could be a clone, I would put myself in a couple of different spots. When the festival ends at the day, tonight, Irvin Mayfield is closing Jackson Square. It's going to be fabulous. Rockin' Doopsie closes the Mint, and last year he literally did a mosh pit dive out into the crowd, and I have a picture of it. He was completely horizontal. It was unbelievable. And Rockin' Doopsie is this crazy Zydeco musician, and it's great. But looking out right now, seeing the Natchez Riverboat, there are so many things that are special. I'm getting goosebumps talking about it. It's just where we are. It's where we are.
I totally agree. And I've only been here 2 days.
I like the meat pies, too. Can I say that?
I've had a meat pie.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. It's these little puff pastries filled with spicy meat.
One more thing to put on the list. Okay, now I have to... you just answered what your favorite food is. Now, if you were talking... I'm just going to say you're talking to a bunch of my listeners who have never been to New Orleans, never experienced the French Quarter Festival. What would you say to them to get them to come on over next year? And do you have a date for next year?
We do have a date, and gosh darn.
Okay, that's fine. I can let you know when I get home.
Or go to fqfi.org and visit the website. It's always right around Easter time, either the weekend before or the weekend after. Here's what I would say. It's free, and that's important. New Orleans is a great value for the travel dollar, and once you get here, you'll get it. You got to see it
you do.
To get it.
You do.
And the festival is a great way to get it, because while the Jazz Fest is a wonderful festival that's coming up over the next two weekends and features people like James Taylor and Bon Jovi and all these great acts, French Quarter Festival is New Orleans musicians.
Right.
And we have so many great musicians that make a living here in New Orleans, and we showcase them. And I think that's the secret to French Quarter Festival.
Yeah, where does all this talent come from? Everyone from the street performers to... There is so much talent oozing out of New Orleans.
Oh, one more great memory for you.
What?
I have been at Jackson Square, and I've seen musicians who... Like a drummer. A drummer will play for seven or eight different acts. All the drummers... I mean, all the musicians sort of... Sorry, we got a motorcycle going by.
Although he was by earlier.
All the musicians support each other. So while you might have a headliner, you have a piano player that's playing for seven or eight different groups. It's a great community, and they all support each other, and that's what makes it so much music over these days, is that they all play for each other and love each other.
Well, Mary Beth, I cannot thank you enough.
Thank you.
For this experience, this has been an experience of a lifetime. It truly
thank you.
Is.
Thanks for coming.
It's not ended. I can't wait to do more sightseeing.
You
and,
bet.
And more eating.
You bet.
And shopping.
You
I
bet.
The souvenirs. And coming up with us, though, is Julie Sanford. Hi, Julie.
Hi there.
And you are part of the Hard Rock Cafe here, which we thank you so much for letting us broadcast live up here on the second floor balcony overlooking the Mississippi, the city, and everything.
Thank you. It's great for you to be here. Thanks for being here.
Now, how long has the Hard Rock been here?
We have been rocking here on the river in New Orleans since 1987.
Wow, you have been here quite, and rocking you are. It's any Hard Rock Cafe is happening, but right here in New Orleans, I mean, it's very special. Now, you're right off of, what street is this right down here in front
this
of us?
This is where North Peters meets Decatur Street.
Okay, all right, and you can't miss it, folks. Big signs up on the building and... everything going on here. Now, when you have festivals in town like this, I'm sure a lot of it spills over into the Hard Rock at night and during the day.
Absolutely, and we do make every other effort to be as big a part of the festival as we can. We have a great booth out there on the river in front of the big stage, and lots of people enjoying music and great food and great service inside here. And wonderful people like you upstairs in the Sachmo room.
Well, and I have to say, folks, they have a media hospitality area set up for us media. Like, we aren't being spoiled enough and eating enough. There's a huge table of food in there waiting for us. We have water and drinks, and I can't thank you enough for that as well. That is really fantastic. Now, what is one of the Hard Rocks, what's the most popular dish at the Hard Rock here in Louisiana? I would bet that every Hard Rock has a different favorite dish. And here, what do you see as a big seller?
That's so true. There are over 130 Hard Rock venues in 47 different countries. But each one is unique in a special way. And I have to say that I think, of course, I'm from here, so New Orleans is my hometown. But I think New Orleans Hard Rock Cafe is extremely special. Especially up here in the Sachmo room, which is named for Louis Armstrong.
Ah.
We have a lot of famous local memorabilia up in the Sachmo room, and that's where we are right now on the adjacent balcony.
Okay, all right, with the music. You never get tired of this music, do you? I mean, it sticks in your brain. I, like I said earlier, I didn't know if I was a jazz person, if that was my kind of music, but when you come to New Orleans, whether you liked it or didn't like it, you love it because it is part of life here. It really is, and it's just phenomenal. Well, Julie, thank you again so much for having us up here on your second floor balcony of the Hard Rock Cafe. We really, really, and thank you for spoiling us, media.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
We love that as well, okay?
We love you back.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, folks, what we are going to do is, I mean, I can't believe that it's already time to take the second break of the show and time for you to go ahead and register for the gift baskets that I'm going to be giving away on next Sunday's show, French Quarter Jazz Festival, French Quarter Festival gift baskets filled with jazz memorabilia, festival memorabilia. We're going to throw in a few Hard Rock goodies in there as well. And the lines are now open, 320-8255. We're toll-free from the East Valley, 346-8294. Okay, you're listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Jensen's Finest Food, a family tradition, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI. We'll be right back. Oh, Julie. Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where. Play golf?
For me, beauty goes way beyond skin deep. It's an overall look. That's why I trust the experts at Alencara in Old Town La Quinta to help me achieve that look. From stylists with over 20 years' experience, the use of Aveda's plant-derived products, and an overall experience of luxury and pampering, Alencara on Main Street La Quinta is the only Aveda salon in the valley where I'm at ease leaving my hair, nails, and skincare to the experts. Alencara, the Aveda Salon in Old Town La Quinta, is a full-service salon for women and men. Walk-ins are welcome, appointments accepted. 777-8188. That's 777-8188. I tell you every week that every day in America, 50,000 people start a new weight loss program. What about you? Have you finally decided to lose those extra unwanted pounds? If so, then there's only one person to call. Lynn Simons from Isagenics. Lynn can help you with an industry-proven Go Cleanse program from Isagenics. Cleanse your body for a happier, healthier you. For more information about the finest total health system in the valley, call Lynn at 340-6205. Again, that's 340-6205. Or visit gocleanse.com/for you.
Hi, this is Mel Haber asking you to donate generously to Angel View Crippled Children's Foundation. Your tax-deductible donations of clothing and household goods help support round-the-clock services for disabled young people living in our 17 specially equipped homes. Angel View stores are located throughout the valley, so donating is easy and convenient 7 days a week. To find an Angel View location near you, just phone 322-2440. Please call today, and thank you.
It's finally here. Electric Car Distributors have opened their third location on Highway 111 just east of Jefferson in West Indio, better to serve the eastern part of the valley. The address is 80150 Highway 111, across from Shields Date Gardens. The phone number is 342-2288. Come in and check out the new golf car by Club Car. Electric Car is the only distributor of these new golf cars. All three locations are ready to assist you in your choice of that new or pre-owned golf car. On Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage, just west of the river, or in Palm Desert on Country Club, just west of Washington. Or don't forget the new location on Highway 111, just east of Jefferson. For your convenience, all stores are open 7 days a week. Call today in Rancho Mirage, 396-5661. On Country Club, 360-9898, or our new location in Indio, 342-2288. Electric Car and Club Car, a great combination.
Desert Samaritans for the Elderly provides services to help our Coachella Valley seniors through difficult times. If you need help paying overdue rent, utility bills, medications, or other medical bills, we are here to assist you. Desert Samaritans can answer all your questions on senior housing, transportation, financial assistance, in-home care, or other needs you may have. Don't create unneeded stress for you and your family. Call us today at 837-9066 to resolve your situation. Again, the number to call is 837-9066. Desert Samaritans for the Elderly is your safety net when nobody else can help.
Why is that age-old question, what's for dinner, such a problem? I go to Jensen's, with several locations to serve me. I can be anywhere in the valley and pop in for some delicious prepared meals, homemade side dishes, and the perfect brew. Or I can call Jensen's, and they'll do the shopping for me, and then deliver it to my home or office. Make life easy with Jensen's in Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage, Palm Desert, and La Quinta. Jensen's Finest Foods, a family tradition for over 68 years. Visit jensensfoods.com.
They say that life is what happens when you're making other plans. Usually that's a good thing, but sometimes it means you can find yourself involved in a traffic collision that's just not your fault, or the victim of wrong medication, or on the receiving end of a drunk driver's 4,000-pound battering ram, otherwise known as his car. I'm attorney Walter Clark, and if you need help figuring out how to legally deal with someone else's carelessness, I can help you. I've been practicing law in the Coachella Valley for close to 30 years, and I'm proud to be certified by the American Board of Trial Advocates, as well as being heavily involved in our local legal community. Please visit my website at walterclark.com or call me at 760-568-5661 for a free consultation. and we can take a look at how we can fix your problem together.
Hello, I'm Dr. Judy Marquis-Lara. Did you know that hearing loss is the third most chronic health condition in America? At Better Hearing Systems, we know that even a slight hearing loss can be devastating. Don't let a hearing loss silence your life. Call Better Hearing Systems at 340-4580 now to find out how affordable it is to hear your life again. Better Hearing Systems, we are better hearing with a human touch. Call 340-4580 or visit our website at www.betterhearingsystems.com.
Hello, everyone. We are back live. Hello? There we go. Hello, everyone. We are back live from New Orleans. This is Traveling with Francoise. And this has been a most incredible day. The sun is out now. The clouds are going away. A little humid, but you know what? Hey, we can live with that. The Mississippi River is to my right. And to my left is Joyce Godbold, Executive Director of the New Orleans Wine and Food Experience. And I was just saying to Joyce, how in the heck do you get that job? Everybody wants that job.
It's a good one.
So
it's a good
one. Exactly what do you do?
Well, I work all year, 365 days, to plan 5 days of fantastic events in New Orleans.
Okay. All right. Now, everyone has raved about the food I was going to be eating in New Orleans. I mean, before I came out here, it was just, that's all I heard about was the food, food, food. So now that I'm here, the foods are fabulous. Now, these recipes that I see everywhere, they're completely different from any other recipes I've seen anywhere in the world. Are they hundreds of years old? Are they the original? Are they constantly reinvented? Or
I think it's a little of both. I think we have a great knack for reinventing things that are old traditional favorites, but we all also like to come back to what we love and the old school way of doing things, too.
Okay. So I don't know how they could reinvent some of these dishes, but because they are just fabulous. Praline. Why are they so popular here?
It's just an old classic, you know, and what's not to love? It's just a bunch of sugar and nuts. And actually, they've reinvented that over at Butcher with Donald Link does that with bacon now. So there's always some new way to do everything.
Okay. Now, how many restaurants are in the French Quarter? Because we are obviously at the French Quarter Festival. We are located in the French Quarter. How many restaurants do you have?
I don't know. That was an excellent question. Mary Beth might have been able to answer that better than me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't know. I know that we have about 75 restaurants that participate in our event. And that's just a sampling of the restaurants that we have down here. So it's a lot.
A lot. And there's, you know what I found interesting today? There are not a lot of, we're used to a lot of Mexican restaurants in California.
Yes, of course.
Almost one on every corner. I've seen one so far, which is really kind of, it's interesting. It just sort of stood out to me. And all these restaurants that are serving beignets and seafood gumbo and all this fabulous food, fresh oysters and crawfish. Here's a little Mexican restaurant right in the middle.
Did you see it, Felipe's right
yes,
here?
Yes, I did. Right.
And that is the most incredible Mexican food. I just discovered it in my neighborhood, actually, because there's another one. And I said, I lived in San Diego for 4 years. I am telling you, this is every bit as good.
Well, there you go. Now, fish. Seafood is huge here.
Mm-hmm.
And all the seafood, I don't think people believe that all the seafood is caught locally.
It's hard to believe because we do, like you said, we have so many restaurants. And I mean, it's an amazing supply we have.
It's fantastic. Now, what are the specialties for those of my listeners who've never been to New Orleans, which now you have to experience this, but they have never been here? What are the specialties? Of course, I said there's crawfish and seafood gumbo, but if you were to rank the first and second most popular dishes here in New Orleans, what would that be?
Oh, my goodness. I guess probably gumbo. That's something that can be reinvented, can be very traditional. Either way, enjoyed in almost every restaurant in the city. And I think maybe po' boys. You could do that any kind of way. You could have anything on it. But it's just your delicious New Orleans French bread with yummy stuff in the middle, and you can't go wrong.
Now, what is a po' boy?
A po' boy is, I guess it's a shortened slang version for us of a poor boy sandwich.
Okay.
Which has a long origin, a long history, just like most of our traditions do. But it's a French bread sandwich with usually fried seafood or sometimes roast beef with the gravy dripping off, and it's just very yummy, yummy, good stuff.
I have yet to try one, but that is on my list.
Oh, it must
now,
be.
Now, you talked about an event that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about the event.
Well, I'm very proud to be the executive director of the New Orleans Wine and Food Experience, and that happens on Memorial Day weekend every year. We have 160 wineries that come, many of them, most of them, from California. So I love all my friends out there in California. And then we have 75 of New Orleans' greatest chefs that prepare their classic dishes. They all compete for culinary awards, so they really put their best foot forward. And this year we have visiting top chefs coming.
And wine is, I noticed you have a lot of wine connoisseurs that live here.
Yes.
I mean, they know what to match the wines with a certain type of seafoods. And
mm-hmm.
even though you do have some fabulous meat dishes, seafood is the thing. And so you have to know your wines. Do you have any local wines?
We do. We have Pontchartrain Vineyards, and they are always an active participant in our event. They do a great job, and they do a lot locally.
Oh, okay.
It's fun.
Now, here's the question. Alligator. I see it on every menu.
Mm-hmm.
And where do these alligators come from? I
don't know. Well, we have all those.
I haven't seen one walking down the street yet.
No, so. They're they're hiding in the swamps. But yeah, they make it onto menus all across the city.
And I've yet to try. Actually, I've yet to try alligator. I'm going to. But how would you describe the taste of alligator?
Well, as they say, just like chicken.
Everything is just like chicken. I don't get it. Everything is like chicken.
It's okay. It's a different texture, but it, and a little different flavor, but similar to that. Not that or out of the ordinary.
So now, each year at your event,
mm-hmm.
there's probably a couple certain dishes that you want to make sure are there. Yeah, because they are probably very popular, and I don't know if you let the chefs decide on what they're going to cook, or maybe you do.
Absolutely.
You do let the chefs decide what they're going to cook, but what always is like a prize winner?
Well, you know, I'm very proud of Chef Roberto over at the W Hotel at Zoe. He wins a medal every year. He had short ribs recently that were amazing. I know, and like a crowd favorite, I was just telling them inside, is the Muriel's does a crawfish and goat cheese crepe. They have it out here at the French Quarter Fest. They have it every year at my event, and they tried something different one year, and every person complained and said, bring these back. So we love our crawfish and goat cheese crepes.
This is probably a really silly question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why do they leave the heads on the crawfish?
Well, when you're at a crawfish boil, you want to break the tail off, suck the juice out of the head, and then peel the tail and eat it. So it's if they tore the head off first of all, it'd be difficult because the crawfish is still alive before you put it in the water.
Oh, okay.
So then you're fighting with a crawfish that's wanting to pinch you.
Okay.
But also it keeps those juices in, makes it yummy.
Oh, I see. Okay, I was wondering that because everywhere I go, except for this morning, I had crawfish tails.
Mm-hmm.
That were in a sauce that were delicious. And they're a little like tiny little tails.
Yes.
But there was no heads. And when they said they were bringing crawfish, I kind of cringed going, oh, gosh, I don't want those eyes staring at me. But they were delicious. And then I started thinking, why did they leave the heads? Because there had to be a reason. There had to be a reason. Now, are you a big crawfish fan?
Of course. And to us, the crawfish with the head on it is a beautiful thing. It's just something that gets us all excited, like we're about to have our most favorite food.
Okay, I'm going to keep that in mind.
It's not the same as a person who loves to eat chicken looking at a chicken. It's just a little different. A red, beautiful crawfish that's got its head on and ready to eat. It's a perfect sight.
And they are really red.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, behind me, folks, is the Louie stage. You can hear that back there, Joyce.
I
think they're interrupting you. I don't think they're going to be quiet for us, though.
No, but yeah. let them play on. It's wonderful.
Let them go. Now, what is a muffaletta?
Oh, my goodness. Now you're talking like my favorite thing.
Really?
Yes.
I haven't had one of those either.
Oh, my gosh. Someone has to get you one.
Well, we have two more days of eating, so maybe today. Who knows?
Well, you definitely need to have one of these. It's layered meats and cheeses, and people do new spins on it with some fried seafood sometimes and different things, but the traditional is with layered meats and cheeses and just this wonderful olive salad where the olive oil is soaked into the toasted bread.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, a big circle around.
Yes,
and
big old giant circle beignets.
Everyone said, if I heard one dish to have or one food to have, everyone was saying a beignet. And am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, you are.
A beignet, you have to have, you have to have, you have to have. Okay, I had one this morning.
Oh.
I don't know if I can describe it properly, except that it is so sweet and so delicious. Why don't you tell everybody what a beignet is?
Well, it's funny how, you know, sometimes the simplest things can be the best things. And a beignet is pretty much dough that's fried, and when it's fried, it puffs, so there's empty space in the middle. That's the perfect beignet, by the way. If it's solid dough, all the way through. You know it wasn't Café Du Monde
who made it. Everybody's talked about Café Du Monde.
Oh, yes. You got to have that air puffs in the middle.
Oh, really?
Covered with powdered sugar. It's just your basic. I mean, it's so basic, but so good. And it, when you hear that that we're unique for that or that they don't have it everywhere, it's unbelievable to me that everyone just doesn't make those.
Well, there's a lot of foods here. I'm wondering why everyone doesn't make this. Brought to mind last night, I had souffle French fries.
Oh, is that at Arno's?
Yes,
Arno's. Oh, so good.
I've never had anything like it, and these were the puff French fries, folks. They were air inside. They were golden brown. They were so delicious.
And I do not know how they do those. That is like a miracle of food to me.
Okay, can everybody see my waistline expanding at home? Yeah, just picture, all right? Yeah, I won't even go any farther. Now, you tell me one of your favorite foods is the crawfish. But if you, all my listeners back in California, like I say, they're all listening to all this dinner. I know their mouth is watering and they're saying, oh, Francoise, can you bring us back? So what would you tell someone who has never been to New Orleans to get on over here? What would you say to them and convince them to get here?
Oh, to come down to New Orleans?
To New Orleans and try the food.
Well, the food is the something that we're really known for. I think even more important than that are the people. Yeah. I think that... I mean, I've made best friends in lines for bathrooms, and that just doesn't happen anywhere else in the world. We are unique, hospitable people. If you spend enough time here, you'll end up at somebody's grandma's house for dinner. I mean, it's an amazing set of people, and we were talking about how the natives came back after Katrina, no matter how hard it was, and that's why, because we are such a unique group of people, and you got to come down here and meet us and talk to us and make friends.
Well, Joyce, you have been a delight. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You described the food so much better than all I can do is think about them and my mouth waters, but you put the actual description in the place. People can imagine what you're talking about. And thank you again so much. And
you're welcome.
I'll see you again soon. Maybe, who knows, we'll be at your events.
Yeah, come back in May for an Alfie.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, I tell you, this hour, I don't know what we have. What do we have going down below is where all the music's coming from. Do we have street performers or something down below? I'm not sure. You can hear the music. Oh, is it some riverboat? Oh, the Natchez is playing the music. Okay, all right, which is sitting over here off to my right. And I guess they're just loading up some more tourists and more locals and more everybody. Take a ride down or up the Mississippi River. Well, what we're going to do is we are going to close out our first hour here shortly. I want to thank the Hard Rock Cafe again for letting us broadcast here on the second floor balcony. I want to thank my guests, Mary Beth and Joyce, for joining me, and also Julie, in this first hour. But don't go away. In the second hour, we have the musician Reed Wick will be joining us, as well as Dave Lagarde, a Louisiana native. And he is just a ton of fun. Both of them are a lot of fun. And I will tell you a little bit about the Louisiana State Museum. I went there yesterday, and Mardi Gras, folks. I am just enthralled with Mardi Gras. I've never been, but just by seeing the costumes that I saw yesterday, phenomenal. Really an incredible story, this Mardi Gras, and it just is, I don't know, another unique part of New Orleans that you're not going to find anywhere else in the world, and affordable. Again, I say that New Orleans, I'm finding, is so affordable. So no more excuses. You need to get down here. So we're going to wrap it up for the first hour. We will be back at, let's see, my time here is actually 2 o'clock, I think, but we'll be back your time at 12:05. Where, like I say, we will have musician Rick Weed, Louisiana native Dave Lagarde, and more. I want to thank everybody again here in New Orleans. We will be back, so stick around, and please don't sign up for the drawings at this break. Let's wait till we start the show again at 12:05. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Jensen's Finest Food, a family tradition, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI, live from New Orleans, right next to the Mississippi River.